In the sixth Aliyah of Parshas Vayigash, there is quite a lot to say that is completely beneath the surface. A lot of it takes place in Rashi. The Torah tells us that when Yosef and Yaakov finally are reunited, Yosef falls on the shoulders of Yaakov and is crying, but Yaakov is apparently not doing the same thing, as far as we can tell from the Pasuk. And Rashi tells us why that is, because Yaakov apparently was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, a very surprising idea, and forcing us to ask, why would that be the case, from two perspectives? Why would it be that Yaakov would have to recite Kriya Shema specifically at that moment? And if indeed that was the only time to be saying Kriya Shema, so why would Yosef himself not be saying Kriya Shema? And there is quite a lot written about this. And in fact, there is an entire sefer called Minchas Chaim, written by Rav Menachem Rozovsky, that is completely devoted to this topic. So just to discuss some of what is written there. So first of all, regarding the question of why Yosef himself was not reciting Kriya Shema, if indeed it was the appropriate time, so the Maharal suggests that it was the time, but Yosef was mafsik b'pnei hayira. The Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Brachos tells us that one who is reciting Kriya Shema nonetheless interrupts for certain factors, one of them being Yira. And it's a debate among the Rishonim how to understand what kind of Yira we're talking about. But according to at least some of the Rishonim, included in that Yira is Mora Av. So if Yosef is encountering his father, that would seem to be included in this mitzvah of Yira, and therefore he should interrupt his Kriya Shema in order to greet his father. But the same would not be true in the other direction. Yaakov would not have such a reason to interrupt his Kriya Shema. Now, he was encountering the Malchus, but the explanation would then go that being that Yosef was his own son, he wouldn't have a need to interrupt Kriya Shema in order to greet him. The Be'er Heitev and the Sifsei Chachamim suggest that Yosef, in fact, was involved in the mitzvah of Kibbud Aveim, and that's why he wasn't reciting Kriya Shema, because of the notion of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. He was exempt from the mitzvah due to that factor. In fact, Reb Chaim Brisker is quoted as having applied the idea of Osek B'mitzvah to Yaakov to explain why he was saying Kriya Shema now and Yosef wasn't, that actually perhaps the time for Kriya Shema was earlier, but Yaakov didn't say it at the right time because he was involved in the mitzvah of going down to Mitzrayim, which Hashem had commanded him to do. So he was making up Kriya Shema now, which Yosef himself didn't have to do. So those are among the explanations as to why Yosef wouldn't have been saying Kriya Shema if indeed that specifically was the time for Kriya Shema. But much of the literature focuses on the fact that presumably it wasn't the only time when Kriya Shema could have been recited. And it seems that Yaakov specifically chose this moment out of all the times he could have chosen to recite Kriya Shema. So why would that be? So the most common interpretation is that of the Maharal and others, that Yaakov specifically chose this moment because it was such a glorious moment, his reunion with the son that he had thought had died, because he wanted to dedicate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is an idea that we often find, trying to take the gifts that we have and the first fruits, the notion of Bikurim, and dedicating them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, specifically, because it was so emotionally powerful and he was so grateful to have it in his life, Yaakov took that moment and recited Kriya Shema. Others suggest, perhaps along similar lines, that that was specifically a fulfillment in Kriya Shema, that we are told to fulfill that mitzvah b'chol nafshecha, and because Yaakov had had such misery until then, and now he was able to feel complete, it was a moment that he was finally able to fulfill that aspect of b'chol nafshecha, so he chose to recite Kriya Shema then. In the Sefer Shvili Shmuel, he explains that Yaakov hadn't had the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Limaratem to Yosef. He wasn't able to teach him Torah. And now he was able to choose this moment, his first encounter with him, to model mitzvos and to teach him Torah, and perhaps specifically Kriya Shema, because that's a good place to start. The idea of Yichud Hashem, some of the commentaries explain, that's why the Mishnayos start that way. The first Mishnah in Shas is about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So too, Yaakov took this moment, his first encounter with Yosef, to start with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema so that he could fulfill this mitzvah of chinuch with this first moment of reunion. The Chassam Sofer has a number of interpretations. Among them, he suggests, to answer really both questions, that perhaps both of them were indeed saying Kriya Shema, but Yaakov's Kriya Shema took longer. And the reason is because he was adding Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Va'ed. And this is consistent with the idea the Gemara has in Maseches Pesachim, that when Yaakov met his grandchildren, so they said to him, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That was their way of conveying to him that they were believers in God. And his expression, filled with gratitude in response, was Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Vaed. So here too, meeting Yosef and seeing that he continued to uphold his belief in God evoked once again a response from him of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Vaed and extended his own Kriya Shema longer. And that's why there was this moment in time where he was reciting Kriya Shema and Yosef wasn't, even though they both had been saying Kriya Shema at the same time. Alternatively, the Chassam Sofer also suggests, a little bit in the opposite direction, that he wasn't as confident yet in Yosef's spirituality, and therefore he was specifically saying Kriya Shema as a statement of Tochacha, reminding him that he must keep in mind the Yichud Hashem. The Chassam Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer, has a variation on that, that Yaakov chose that moment to say Kriya Shema because he recognized that Yosef was now connected to the royalty, and he wanted him to understand that he was sitting on Kisei Hashem, that the Malchus that he had was because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and that he should understand that, just as the Bracha says, Asher Chalak Mikvodo Labas Vedam, that Yosef's Kavod was a part of the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Shuvas Chelek Levi, he draws on the fact that the Gemara says that one who was fighting with the Yetzirah should recite Kriya Shema in order to challenge that inclination, and perhaps he was worried that he would be overtaken by jealousy, seeing all of the trappings of glory that Yosef had, and therefore he took that moment to say Kriya Shema to counteract that. That seems a little bit difficult, because the Talmud tells us that one doesn't feel jealousy for his son. And in fact, perhaps one could see it the opposite way. And indeed, Reuven Katz and his Sefer Dodoy Reuven suggests that the concern here was that Yaakov was afraid that he would be overcome by the challenge of wealth. And therefore, he was saying Kriya Shema to overcome that Yetzirah, and perhaps that's why he chose that moment. The Kadjuk Lava Rav, in his Drashos Eretz Tzvi, thought that there was a notion here similar to Yosef's encounter with Binyamin, where Chazal told us that he had a vision of the future, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So to hear, perhaps there was that sense as well, and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was tied to Sinas Chinam, which is connected to Kas, which Chazal associates with Avodah Zarah, because it comes from a feeling that you don't recognize that God is running the world, and therefore you lose control. So therefore, Yaakov wanted to instill in that moment a sensitivity that would counteract that sense of anger and sinas chinam that in the future would cause the exile, and therefore he was infusing himself with a greater sense of Yichud Hashem, of Amuna, to overcome any potential anger and sinas chinam that was going to come down the road. The Ma'aril Diskin and others suggest that perhaps Yaakov took this moment to say Kriya Shema because he finally realized, after all these years of suffering, that it was all for the best, and therefore he had that recognition of Koman da'avid rachmana latavhu da'avid, and therefore he acknowledged God because he finally appreciated how all was for the best. Indeed, if that was the case, then it's perhaps a little bit ironic what we find at the end of the Aliyah, that Paro asks Yaakov how old he is. And that itself is an expression, perhaps, of Paro's sensitivity. As we've noted, it seems that this Paro is an individual of particular sensitivity. So the fact that he asks Yaakov about his age and his well-being is itself noteworthy, as Rav Hirsch comments. So Paro asks him, Kama yimei shnei chayecha? And Rav Hirsch notes that that language of asking about his days is a recognition that holy people are those who accomplish in the moment, and therefore it's worth asking about how many days has he had. But Yaakov reflects here about all of the suffering that he has had, and his response is, Yimei shnei migurai Shloshim u'ma'as shana, ma'at v'royim hayu yimei shnei chayai, v'lo hisigu es yimei shnei chayei avosai b'mei migurehem. So here he gives this very negative response. His life has been unhappy and has been unfortunate. And the Das Zakenim comments here that if you count up the words, you get 33 words. And because of his negative response, he loses 33 years of his life to parallel this word count. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz notes that to get 33 words, you actually have to count the words in the previous pasuk, the pasuk that contains Paro's inquiry. And he explains that that pasuk is also relevant because Paro's sensitivity is what prompted him to ask the question. He saw on Yaakov's face that he was sad, and that's why he asked. And the fact that Yaakov's demeanor evoked that reaction, that all is now counted in the 33-year penalty that Yaakov pays, a powerful statement as to the effect one's expression has on others. And in fact, the Sefer Yireyim was of the expression that the prohibition of Onas Tvarim, causing one to feel discomfort through one's words, actually extends not only to words, but even a negative countenance can be included in this prohibition. All told, this Aliyah has quite a lot to say about what can be found beneath the surface.